You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Leaders of the NATO military alliance have agreed to provide military support to countries in the Middle East that are suffering from Islamic extremism. They also pledged to maintain a strong military presence in Afghanistan. NATO also announced it would launch a new naval mission in the Mediterranean. One day after, it had already agreed to station thousands of rotating troops in Eastern Europe amid concerns over what the alliance views as Russia's aggression in Ukraine and other areas. Stefan Boss has this report.
At a two-day summit in Warsaw, Poland, leaders agreed on what has been described as NATO's most significant changes since the Cold War, ranging from its presence in Eastern Europe to its actions in nations battling Islamic militants. In one of their latest decisions, NATO's 28 member states agreed in principle for alliance surveillance aircraft to provide direct support to the US-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group in Syria and Iraq, with first flights expected within the next few months. The alliance also said it would increase cooperation with Jordan and will help the fragile new government of Libya to design policies and institutions to better defend itself against extremist organizations there. Additionally, NATO agreed to maintain a strong presence in Afghanistan and fund its military to fight Taliban militants through 2020, with the U.S. pledging $3.5 billion annually and other NATO allies $1 billion each year. Afghanistan's government is expected to contribute as much as $500 million for the effort to maintain some 352,000 Afghan army troops and police officers. The measures were music to the ears of NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
And I thanked President Obama for his significant decision on troop levels. I also commended the other framework nations, Germany, Italy, and Turkey, and all other allies and partners that contribute to the mission for their strong commitment to our mission.
That's not all. NATO also agreed to launch a new maritime operation in the Mediterranean, which will be involved in counter-terrorism and cooperate with the European Union to tackle human smuggling as Europe faces its biggest refugee crisis since World War II. At day one of what has been described as the alliance's most important summit since the Cold War, NATO also agreed to send as many as 4,000 troops to Poland and the Baltic states of Estonia, Lithuania and Latvia, where leaders have expressed concerns about what they view as Russian aggression in countries such as Ukraine. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke about what he views as the historic significance of NATO's latest measures.
We're moving forward with the most significant reinforcement of our collective defense any time since the Cold War.
Yet hundreds of demonstrators outside the venue protested against the summit and NATO's plans, while Moscow also expressed concern. Obama made clear, however, that the alliance had no other choice than to step up its military presence in Europe and beyond.
In the nearly 70 years of NATO, perhaps never have we faced such a range of challenges all at once: security, humanitarian, political. NATO nations, the United States, Canada, France, Belgium, and Turkey, have endured heinous terrorist attacks directed or inspired by ISIL. Russia has violated the sovereignty and territorial integrity of an independent European nation, Ukraine, and engaged in provocative behavior toward NATO allies.
He added the measures also come while Europe faces challenges such as massive millions of migrants fleeing war and poverty, while questions remain over Europe's future integration after Britain voted to leave the European Union. However, the last president of the Soviet Union during the Cold War, Mikhail Gorbachev, has condemned NATO's actions, warning that, in his words, NATO has begun preparations for escalating from the Cold War into a hot one. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.